I'm excited to see what you're drinking.
I don't know if it's going to be as exciting once you do.
It is. Hey, I'm Kimberly Adams. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we often do make today make sense. Kai is out today, but joining me is my good friend and colleague, Marketplace reporter Samantha Fields. Samantha, thanks for being here.
Hey, Kimberly, thanks for having me. And to everyone who's joining us on the live stream or on the podcast, on YouTube, wherever you're finding us, thank you for joining us for Happy Hour, or as we like to call it, Economics on Tap.
Yes, and aside from the news, today is also going to have a game of half full, half empty. But first, and very importantly, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking some red wine. I wanted to have a cocktail, but I'm about to head out to dinner with friends where I know we'll have wine, and I don't like to mix.
What kind of wine?
It's a Portuguese red, a nice way to start Friday.
Ooh, fancy.
What are you having? I bet whatever you're having is fancier than what I'm having.
Well, I'm having box wine. However, it is mulled. So it's mulled wine. I made it with box wine, literally the cheapest brandy I could possibly find. Some triple sec, and what else is in there? Some nutmeg, some cloves, some cardamom, and cinnamon sticks. So
I might have to try that
Here's
later.
Here's to the wine. Cheers.
Cheers. Happy Friday.
Let's go ahead and get to the news. You have way more links than I do, so why don't you go ahead?
Well, I've been just thinking so much this week about how almost 2 whole years into this pandemic, we still really don't have access to at-home rapid tests that you can just find anywhere, get for free or for super cheap. And I just find that kind of incredible and kind of frustrating, and kind of is an understatement. It's just incredible to me that all this time later, we still haven't figured that out, when so many other countries have.
Yeah, I mean, then these articles that you have are going to be in the show notes. But I mean, what is everybody else doing, and why can't we seem to get it together?
So, you know, one thing that's super interesting is that in the UK, for example, you can sign up on a government website, and every day, if you want, you can order a box of tests. It will come with 7 tests. It arrives pretty much the next day, and you can do that every single day, and they're free.
Wow.
And so if you're going out to dinner with friends, or you're going to see your grandparents, or you're going to see friends maybe perhaps who have little kids who aren't vaccinated, you can do a test at home in your living room and 15 minutes later have a result. Now, of course, it's not quite as accurate as the PCR test, but it's pretty accurate.
Right.
And it would go a long way here, in addition to vaccines, of course, and to continuing to mask and do everything else, to helping reduce spread. And it's interesting because Biden actually this week announced that as part of his winter strategy for fighting COVID, he's going to require insurance companies starting next month to cover the cost of at-home tests. They're also becoming more available. So starting next month, if you have private insurance, you can buy a test at the store and send in, you know, the receipt and get reimbursed. Obviously, it's not the same thing. That's going to be a barrier for a lot of people. Not everybody has insurance. For people who don't have insurance, they're also going to make tests a lot more available at sites, they say, sort of around the country to make them easier for people to walk in and pick them up. So we'll see. Maybe we're on the verge of this becoming finally 2 years in, much more available, but it's incredible to me that it's taken this long.
I love that your apartment sounds like New York.
Sorry about that, everyone.
No, my phone just went off, which was like journalism, broadcast journalism 101, so sorry.
Yep.
You know, I'm teaching a class this semester, and it's in person, and so I've had access to at-home testing weekly in order to teach that class, and it's been such a relief, you know, because
I'm
when I go
sure,
and see
huge.
Family members, I'm just like, okay, I know that I tested this week, and you know, it does feel nice, and I hope that more people are going to be able to get access.
Me too.
Mel says she wants to take my class. I have 2 students.
I also want to take your class. Hey, we'll add it. We'll make it to 4.
Yeah. So my article is actually about education also, but about the staffing shortage. The Washington Post has this article about how the staff shortages in schools across the country are so bad that you have principals and teachers pulling double duty as janitors and bus drivers. Wow. And yeah, like, those are full jobs themselves that, you know, at one point in time, my dad worked as a janitor. And like, these are important jobs as well. And then to have your teachers doing that as well and your principals doing it just because there aren't enough folks, I really struggle to understand how teachers do it. Because, I mean, my goodness, making it through the pandemic, figuring out remote learning, and then transitioning back into school, getting yelled at by parents at school board meetings, and trying to get the push and pull of what they are and are not allowed to teach, while still not really making the kind of money that we probably should be paying educators in this country.
No question.
So, I mean, I am just constantly in awe of teachers at, like,
and that's even before they're having to pull double duty as a bus driver or a janitor. It's hard enough without having to do any of that.
Yeah, yeah. So, So, thank you to all the teachers. Good luck. And sorry about this. Hope it gets better soon.
Yeah, and I mean, I've actually heard, cheers to that. I've actually heard, I have a number of friends and cousins who are teachers, and a lot of them are saying this year is actually the hardest so far, because it's just, you know, it's just never ending, you know, and kids at this point have, a lot of kids are really struggling from everything I'm hearing from the teachers that I know. And there's a lot of behavioral issues. There are a lot of kids who are just having a very hard time emotionally, mentally with the pandemic, and sort of that on top of all of the, you know, added responsibilities teachers are facing, the lack of free periods, which I know was also mentioned in that article. Mm. Teachers don't have prep time during the school day a lot of times anymore. And it's just a lot. Everyone's really, really burned out. A lot of people, a lot of teachers are thinking of leaving the profession. And look, there's already this shortage that you're talking about. What's going to happen if more people do? You know, it's really tough.
Well, I was just saying, I don't know how teachers do it. Kristen Schroeder in the YouTube chat says, we didn't do it. That's why there's a shortage. It's not a teacher shortage. It's a teacher retention shortage. And
100%.
Yes. I hope that among the policy priorities we have coming out of the pandemic is all of that celebration of teachers that we had early on when they were all doing heroes work with remote learning. I hope that carries over into valuing teachers for the drastic work that they do all the time. But in the meantime,
at long last, right?
Cheers to teachers.
Cheers to teachers.
Should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Okay, this is Half Full, Half Empty, where we give you our thoughts and feelings and vibes on all sorts of topics, but mainly the ones picked out by Drew Jostad, who is our host today. Drew, go ahead.
Okay, I don't pick the topics. All right. Are you half full?
Sorry.
just don't want to take I don't want to take credit for the hardworking social team here.
Thank you, social team.
Half full or half empty on debt collectors pursuing people on social media?
Can I be all the way empty on that?
Yes, absolutely. That is a real thing.
I want to know how that even works. I hadn't heard about that, but it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but it's horrifying, quite frankly. So I'm very, very empty on that.
I mean, I'm empty on it happening, but I'm empty on it as a thing that should happen, but I'm all the way full on the fact that it is a thing that does happen. And there's so much data about us on social media and elsewhere that if people are trying to get money, I imagine they're going to come after you whatever kind of way they can. And when, you know, you put your business on social media and it's like you owe 50 grand and then you post yourself with a new car, I can imagine a debt collector will come at you. But also, like, what if you're just trying to have, like, Christmas with your kids or something? Like, ew, I don't like
it. Yeah, it's just weird. And also making it public in a way that it isn't otherwise is also a little bit questionable to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what's the next topic? Because that's just grim.
Next topic isn't going to be too much better. The Omicron variant and back to work plans. Half full, half empty.
half empty.
I don't know how to answer that one.
Well, because I think that, well, I think a lot of companies still really want people back in the office. And I think they are going to continue to push people to at least do some days in the office, though, unless they're going full remote. And some are. And so many employees are saying that they don't want to ever go back. And people are quitting their jobs for that. Fine. But I think that, you know, as we saw this week, the strategy of responding to this variant is not more lockdowns. It's more vaccines. Right. And I think that the steady push to get people to go back to the office and back to schools is going to continue, because now everybody does have access, in the United States at least, to the vaccines. So, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll be curious to see, you know, obviously the Biden's vaccine mandate is tied up in court now. So I'll be curious to see if more employers start, you know, mandating that, if they are requiring people to come back to the office or not. Or again, maybe this is also a place to add in those rapid at-home tests, you know, have them available in the workplace if you're requiring people to go back to work. Seems, especially with a new variant that, you know, we don't know much about yet, like, we should have as many safety measures in place as possible if employers are going to be doing that. So I'm with you on this. I'm half empty.
And I should mention, Ben points out in the Discord that, you know, it's easy to talk about people going back to the office. A lot of people never left the office.
Never left.
Many people Absolutely. Remained out and working in public through the whole pandemic and never had that option. So, yeah. And yoga bye, baby, in the YouTube chat says, my employer, multinational giant conglomerate, is requiring coming into the office, is requiring vaccines for coming in the office, but otherwise not. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky.
They're trying to figure out an emoji for this variant in the Discord.
Oh, I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Yeah.
In the meantime, are you half full or half empty on the Major League Baseball lockout?
I learned so much from Andy about this morning.
Me too. That is where I learned everything that I know about it.
Everything I know about this I learned from Andy Euler this morning. Oh, boy. So based on what I heard Andy Euler say on the radio this morning with the wonderful person he interviewed about this story, I am going to say half full. I mean, like, it's happening. It's happening, but... like, I can never figure out half full or half empty. Like, it is happening.
I was just going to say, how are you interpreting half full, half empty? But, maybe I'm doing this game wrong.
But you know what? I'm going to say half empty because, you know, it's baseball. Everybody wants baseball. Let's fix this. And, you know, given – I always worry about athletes in general because your ability to make a living is so tied up in your physicality. And that is better when you're young. And so these younger players want to make their money earlier. And I get it, because what if you do the best you possibly can and then you get an injury that's not your fault? And so you've been making nothing, and then you just sort of lose your career. And I do think that should be a little bit more balanced. But
yeah, for
that's
sure.
What I got. I'm stretching myself here on a sports thing.
I'm half empty too, although I will say at least silver lining, it is December. It's not baseball season, so I'm hopeful that maybe they'll be able to work things out before baseball season starts.
But that was the point, wasn't it? I also learned this from Andy, that they were waiting. The owners wanted to do the lockout in the off season so that it wouldn't affect their ability to make money during the season. So this is all a plan.
All right, yeah, I'm half empty on this one.
Okay.
All right, half
Drew,
full or half empty.
What are you with that?
Oh, on the Major League, I didn't even know there was a lockout.
Oh, gosh. We are like the worst sports people on there right now. Okay, let's
not
just
going well.
Cover our heads in shame.
If my mom's
really
listening,
from St. Louis,
embarrassed.
I swear. I know. I've put shame to St. Louis.
Half full or half empty on the $1,900 mini ATV from Tesla for kids.
Really? That's what I have to say about that. $1,900 on a mini ATV for kids. I'm half empty on this one, too. I'm hoping that we get one where I'm half full, because we got to end Friday on an up note.
Yeah.
Kimberly?
Look, I wanted a Power Wheels so bad when I was a
Me
kid.
Me too. Me too.
And did we get one? Afford one? No, we couldn't afford it.
I never
and
got
so,
one.
And so, like, this just seems like it's going to be this generation's Power Wheels. And however, in listening to Molly's podcast and other times having heard her talk about the way that we rev up different technologies that are going to help us out in fighting the climate crisis, you know, all of this is, somebody said, give him a big wheel, John Lankard. I had a big wheel. I did have a big wheel. And if you don't know what a big wheel is, I don't want to hear about it at all, because that just is going to make me feel old. but, you know, maybe this is yet another one of those steps that's going to make the technology cheaper and more easily accessible so that we can actually do the work that needs to happen to electrify our economy and switch to renewable energies and hopefully save the planet. So,
look at you being all positive and optimistic on a Friday.
You know what? I'm going to go half full on this, because it's a toy and some rich kids are going to enjoy this toy, and then maybe that will drive down the price so that other kids can enjoy it, and then it will be a thing that all kids can enjoy. So yeah, let's just say half full on principle.
Let's cheers to that.
Everyone's like, no, kids do not need a $1,900 toy.
I'm with them.
And Carl said in the Discord, it's okay to say it's a bad idea. I was trying to be positive, y'all. Come on.
I love that about you.
Are you half full or half empty on your Spotify Wrapped?
I love the look on Kimberly's face if you're listening on the podcast.
I don't have a Spotify account.
Really? At all? Account. Not even an unpaid one?
No, I don't.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I don't use it very much, so mine was completely irrelevant and not at all representative of how I listen. So I guess, I don't know, maybe that's good. They're tracking me, but they don't really know what I like. So maybe I'm half full on that.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit worried of what it would actually show, you know, because my listening is all over the place. I doubt they'd probably send me a rundown of just like, you're weird. You're weird.
That's what a lot of them are, though. That's what a lot of the Spotify Wraps are. You're weird.
What about you, Drew?
I also don't use Spotify, so we got the wrong crowd for this
wow,
for this
look
question.
At us. Seriously, we're the only three
wrong
people.
Crowd for this and baseball. Okay,
doing well today.
Is that it? Yes. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty then. Well, I have been very entertained looking at other people's Spotify Wrapped posts on Twitter and Instagram. And it's nice when a lot of these people are like, hey, look, on my Spotify Wrapped, there's a marketplace. And that makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a nice little segue into the fact that we are in fundraising season. And so I know you get a lot of people asking you for money this time of year. But if you do love Make Me Smart and segments when we actually know the answers, like half full and half empty, I hope you will consider us in this season of giving. How much you give, obviously, up to you, and we'll be grateful for anything that you can share and that's in your budget. And no matter how much you donate, you can get a fun thank you gift in return. I'm looking at the list, the Liquid Assets mug. It's a single or a set of two. The Marketplace Has Me Covered face mask, or a new umbrella. I should point out, this week was the last week for one of our amazing people in fundraising, Stephanie Patterson, who early in the pandemic, I suggested that we maybe should do masks. And it was like week two of lockdown. And she was like, too soon, Kimberly, too soon. But
look,
now we have them.
It's year two and we have those masks if you want one.
Yes, now we have the masks. And banana pants, of course, the wonderful Molly Woods banana pants, either alone or as part of the Work From Home Essentials Pack with a mug and a notebook. There are photos and full descriptions at marketplace.org/givesmart. And since you all, I mean, Make Me Smart has the best listeners, just in general, thank you for your support. Thanks to everybody in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Y'all are awesome. So that is my spiel. Thank you for listening. That is it for us today. So Kai and Marielle Segarra are going to be back on Monday, and then I will be back on Tuesday for Tuesday's deep dive. In the meantime, please send us your questions, comments, make me smart suggestions, and make me smile suggestions. You can call us at 508-827-6278. That's also 508 you be smart, because you all be smart.
Or you can send us an email. We are at makemesmart@marketplace.org.
Yes, yes. All good stuff. Oh, okay. That was a lot of reading. Today's episode of Make Me Smart was produced by Marissa Cabrera and Marque Green. It was engineered by Drew Jostad, who doesn't like Spotify or baseball. The senior producer is Bridget Bodner.
The team behind the YouTube live stream today and our game, Half Full, Half Empty, is Mel Rosenberg and Emily McCune. The theme music for Half Full, Half Empty was written by Drew Jostad, and the director of On Demand is Donna Tam.
Woo! Thanks for joining, Sam.
Thanks for having me, guys.